I have this really distinct memory from COVID times when we all said how nice it was taking our foot off the pedal a bit and that we needed to remember that when the pandemic was over. Well, 5 years later and life seems to be even busier than before. And one place that's really being felt is in the third sector. Regularly, we see charities and community groups posting appeals on social media for more support. And the Camera Obscura is just one of them. Because of poor health, the iconic Manx landmark now needs more people to help keep it open into the future. It's owned by government and run by the Isle of Man Victorian Society, of which Peter Kelly was a founder.
It was built 1892 by Mr. Fielding, who designed, built and patented this. It's the only multi-lensed camera obscura, certainly in Great Britain. And they're still building them in America, but they still build them with one lens, which revolves. Whereas here, he had the very clever idea, pictures stay still, people move, so hence you go round. But he fell on his sword in so much that this was coloured pictures before there was cinema. So the Victorians came in and, wow, look what's happening out there. Oh, look at those.
And so how often are you able to open the Camera Obscura?
Well, obviously we rely on volunteers. So we're open on a Saturday and on a Sunday and on a bank holiday.
Why do you think you're short of volunteers, but it's not an issue that you alone are facing?
Well, it's only every so often we find that our numbers of volunteers are dropping. But basically what it is, that the people that volunteer have retired and they reach a stage where there's an awful lot of steps to get up out of here, up onto the road to the car park, and people find they have problems. And indeed, you know, you can lose it and then it's gone. So we want to keep it going. Hence, at this moment in time, we are looking for new volunteers.
And of course, it does make sense that retired people generally have a bit more time on their hands to be able to give to volunteer. What do you think you can do to try and encourage more younger people to give up some of their time in such busy times?
I wouldn't even try. I've got sons and trying to catch them. It's the retired people who a Saturday and a Sunday is no different from a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So they can afford 4 hours and that's it. And when we've got a full complement, you get 1 4-hour session per month. So it's not onerous by any means.
And what is a full complement for you? How many volunteers do you need?
Well, we need about another 10 at the moment to bring us up, as say, with people in hospital and illness and what have you. When we started, we had 40 volunteers, but gradually that's decreased. We've got down to about 20, but as I say, there are some who can't do it just at the moment. So if we can get another 10, that would see us through.
Peter shared there the struggles from a small-scale perspective, but is it the same for bigger and arguably more high-profile charities? I asked Chief Executive of the Great North Air Ambulance, Joe Garcia, whether they'd experienced difficulties when it comes to fundraising and volunteers.
Absolutely it does. If you consider the challenges that the general population have been under in financial terms of late, it becomes more and more difficult to get people to support charities in general. We are relatively fortunate in that we have a very high profile. Our brand, for want of a better term, when you see our aircraft, that's a very, very highly visible presence that we are about. And that helps us in promoting the charity that we are and the fundraising that we seek. But it is challenging. You know, nearly 25% of our income comes through direct fundraising. And it's only through the huge generosity of the loyal supporter base that we've got and are some of the corporate donations that we receive, which boost that particular fundraising income. And without those, we wouldn't necessarily be able to provide the level of critical care that we can to patients that need us.
Does it apply to volunteers as well? And the volunteers that you're able to find for the charity, does that get harder and harder as well?
Absolutely. So if you think, you know, people who are volunteering, they need to be supported, directly supported. We have a core of supporters here at our head office in Stockton-on-Tees, and we have people dedicated to supporting the fundraisers on the Isle of Man. We need to increase that volunteer cohort on the island, and we're looking to also provide an on-island permanent member of staff to lead that particular challenge.
So it seems to be an issue affecting the third sector across the board. And there are a number of potential causes for that. We all have busy lives, whether it's working, taxiing children to their infinite clubs, caring for family members. Time seems to be something we are all short on. But after years of global events forcing us to look inward and focus on our inner circles, our charities are now asking us to try and spare even an hour a month for something we feel passionately enough about.